We're talking today with Harry Birdwell from the State School Land Commission. And Harry, let's talk a little bit about maybe first of all, this past year, over the last 12 months, it's been a challenge. Drought conditions, again, gripping a lot of our state, including northwestern Oklahoma, where a lot of your acres are. How are things gone as far as I know that we had a successful auction a year ago? You've got a lot of good leaseholders that you've been working with trying to make sure that the land is protected, but yet they can get some usefulness out of it as well.
Well, these have been tough years, the last couple, particularly in Oklahoma, given the lack of precipitation. Thank goodness the last several days. We are having some good rains in a good portion of the state. One of the things that we decided as the staff and then the elected state leadership that serves as the board of commissioners of the land office is that the state is in this for the long haul, in the sense that the land we were granted, that is the state school land, was given for the ages. And by that, I am saying we have to be good stewards of the land as a state so that it is a valuable asset and useful for those who lease it through the next 10 years and 20 and 100 years. And so we made the commitment as an agency that we were going to do more to properly conserve the land, more conservation improvements and terracing and going in and developing water resources and digging new wells and dredging out silted ponds. And then another thing that is just so important, I think, to our state is if you look at the number of acres of productive land throughout the state that are being encroached on by red cedar infestations, that's really taking away from grazing and cropping lands around the state. So we've begun a program on our land to remove in areas of the state where the infestation is worst, a lot of red cedars, because that will return the land to productivity. Those red cedars take an awful lot of water that would otherwise be productively used in growing vegetation and cropping.
How exactly have you worked this and cooperated with your leaseholders to get these kind of things accomplished?
Well, a couple of things. We have a field staff around the state that makes assessment of the various holdings of the land office. In some instances, we have borne the costs. In some instances, we have made it a condition of the lease and allowed for the lessee to make the improvements, and that impacts the amount that the land leases for if one of the requirements is you make some improvements. So to the extent that we say, you have to eradicate cedars on X number of acres, then the land would probably lease for a bit less.
As you have gone through this particular process, what sort of reception are you getting from the folks that you are working with out in the countryside?
Well, generally positive, because anybody who leases land wants it to be in good condition, and if we make an effort on the best cropland we have to lime the fields so that they'll be more productive, if we are working to be sure that the conservation improvements are made, and particularly over the last 2 years, it's been awfully important to a lot of people for us to make efforts to improve the water resources out there, because in some parts of the state during these extraordinarily hot and dry summers, it has been of particular importance to the people who want to keep their herds together.
When we think about the auction process, this is a kind of a rotational process. You've got leases coming up each year. Obviously, this fall we've got another set of leases that will be offered to the public in the fall of 2012.
That's correct. We lease land for 5 years at a time, and then there are about 750,000 acres that we own and lease throughout the state, and about a fifth of it comes to auction lease every 5 years, so there will be another 150,000 or so acres in about 500 parcels in 36 counties this fall that will be auctioned. The first auction date is the 15th of October. The last is November the 1st, and so we'll be having advertisements throughout the state and on our website. Information about the locations and times of those various lease auctions will be made known quickly.
And some of these conditions that you make on a particular parcel of land, those will be a part of the description as well.
They are. On each of the parcels that are available for lease, whatever conservation requirements or whatever grazing restrictions or whatever conditions at all are advised up front and are published in the auction brochures, so that anyone who wants to bid on a particular lease will know if there are any requirements out of the ordinary and what they are.
Harry, you alluded to the fact that this is land that was granted Oklahoma to the schools of the state that you're administering for the ages. What sort of return, what sort of dollars are we putting back into common education here in the state?
Well, as you say, when Oklahoma became a state, like most of the western states, west of the Mississippi, that is, there were considerable amounts of land given for the support of education. In Oklahoma, we have about 750,000 surface acres and 1,100,000 mineral acres that we manage for the benefit of the public education units in the state. Last year was a record distribution year. In fiscal 2012, we distributed $140 million for the benefit of public education. $102 million of those dollars went to the 525 public school districts in our state.
When we start looking at those type of returns, this is something that I know that you're managing to try to eke out that as much as you can on an annual basis to bring back to the school systems.
We do indeed, and for the last several years we have set recurring records each of the last 3 years. And in a time when state resources have been scarcer just because of the national economy, it's been a blessing, I think, to our public education units in Oklahoma to have record years from the standpoint of managing these lands in their behalf. So I would just remind anybody who intends to bid and come to our auctions that all the proceeds do go to the benefit of the common schools in Oklahoma and universities and colleges around the state as well.